Texas state legislation, Senate Bill 1 and House Bill 3, would institute new voter ID requirements, monthly citizenship checks of voter registration, shorter access to the polls, and ban distribution of mail-in ballots application. Critics call it a return of Jim Crow-era voter disenfranchisement. Here's an exchange between New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Texas State Representative Zephrania Thompson at a House hearing on the proposed legislation.
These bills would then expand the authority of partisan poll watchers by granting them, quote unquote, what is known as free movement at a polling location, which could allow them to harass voters, correct?
People with no training coming in your area.
Representative Thompson, this sounds an awful lot like the Jim Crow that you grew up in and were born into. Based on your lived experience, would you say that these proposed voting laws are remnants of Jim Crow? I shouldn't even say remnants, revivals? An attempted revival at Jim Crow?
Absolutely. Jim Crow 3.0.
Thompson and other Texas Democrats fled the state earlier this month to prevent passage of the bills. Governor Greg Abbott threatened them with arrest. They've since been at the nation's capital raising alarm and calling for federal legislation to protect voting rights, like For the People Act that would prevent limits on voting rights, and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which will restore portions of the 1965 Voting Rights Act the Supreme Court struck down in 2013, finding the states that once had racist voting laws are reformed. Republican-controlled state houses have introduced hundreds of bills to limit voting rights since the party lost the presidential election in November. Then-President Donald Trump claimed the election was stolen from him due to voter fraud without any proof. His legal challenges to voting results in several states lost. Democrat Jamie Raskin says the reason behind the bills is flawed since Trump's claims have been unfounded.
All of this is taking place despite zero evidence of mass voter fraud in Texas. None of it. Lots of invocations of integrity of the ballot, purity of the ballot. Well, those are code words that go back centuries now. I mean, some people see impurity of the ballot when they see people they don't like voting.
But despite a lack of evidence, Republican-controlled state houses like Texas have seen an uptick in bills to suppress voter rights. Representative Ocasio-Cortez says Texas Governor Greg Abbott should know better since federal courts have ruled his attempts as instituting voter ID unconstitutional. Here's an exchange between Texas Representative Diego Brunell and Ocasio-Cortez.
Over the past 10 years, Texas has been found to have acted against the interests of minorities over 10 times by three federal courts with Republican
appointees. So, to clarify, the Fifth Circuit already told Governor Abbott that these voter ID propositions are discriminatory, and Abbott knows this, has been told by the courts, and is still continuing to support laws that he knows are discriminatory as ruled in a court of law and by the judge.
The witness may answer that question, and then the gentlelady's time has expired.
Every chance they get.
Texas Democrats are also calling on President Biden to take federal action to blocking voter restrictions. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Abbott pledging to continue scheduling special sessions until his agenda is approved, betting that Democrats won't be able to run for much longer. I'm Adeze Onejime, reporting for KPFA.